Okay, we are up to the last perek regarding Chizkiyo HaMelech, the great tzaddik. Perek Lamed Beis in Divrei Hayamim Beis, and a very exciting perek. Not all the details are mentioned here, like they are mentioned back in Sefer Malachim. This discussion of what happens to Sanherev and his armies as they surround Yerushalayim is also discussed in Sefer Malachim, in Perek Yudches and Perek Yudtes, and also in Yeshayahu. In Yeshayahu is also discussed in Perek Lamed Vav and Perek Lamed Zayin. So the Navi tells us in this Perek that the king of Ashur comes, and after exiling so many of the 10 tribes, he comes and surrounds Yerushalayim. He defeats Lachish, and he comes to surround Yerushalayim. And he calls out by messenger, Rav Shaka, whose name is not mentioned here, but it's mentioned in Malachim, "What are you doing, Jews, listening to Sanherev? Oh, you're just like we destroyed all other gods and people, we will destroy your god and your people," and blasphemy and terrible things that are mentioned by Rav Shaka. And eventually Chizkiyo says, "Don't worry, be mitchazek, we're going to be okay, Hashem's going to help us." You see, Chizkiyo davened, Yeshayo davened, and Amalek Hashem went out in the and wiped out all the soldiers of Ashur. It doesn't say how many here, in Malachim it says, and then it says that Sancherev himself was not wiped out, he went back to his home country, and he was killed in his base Avodah Zarah. He went back to his base Avodah Zarah, even though he witnessed just what he saw, and everybody, all the nations of the world heard about what happened with Chizkiyo, and this is the story. At the end of the parak, Chizkiyo gets sick, he davens, and a miracle happens, as is described also in Malachim, and he gets better from his illness. Again, more of that is discussed in Brachas Daf Yud. And towards the end of his life, it says that he closed up the Gihon water, which Chazal talk about. But then toward the end of the parak, it says that he died, and he's buried in the Kever with David and Shlomo. Ma'ale Kivrei B'nei David. And they did a great covet in his life when he died. And his son Menashe takes over. That's the parak. Again, there's a lot here. We'll just touch on, again, as we always do, try to touch on a number of the points. Number one, Chizkiyo was a big tzaddik. So what was Sancherev coming and attacking? Right? Usually we're used to the attacking only when there's a Russia and they come and they defeat them. So why here were the whereas the enemy attacking if they were great tzaddikim? So the Radak says, well, Chizkiyo was a tzaddik, but the Am weren't tzaddikim. Right, Kiyaf Al-Pi says the Radak, Shechizkiyo haya libo shalem, b'Yehuda hayu dvarim ra'im, v'lo haya livavam kulam shalem im Hashem, k'mo shamar Yishayo HaNavi, b'harmi mitochachos shamar aleyem. Right, just like Yishayo HaNavi said in the many tochachos, Yishayo and Chizkiyo were at the same time. Yishayo was the Navi and Chizkiyo was the king, and this was years, more than a century before the Churban, but they were already doing the wrong thing. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, we mentioned this last time also, that this could have been, if Ashur and Chizkiyo could have been Gog u'Magog and Mashiach. That's what the Gemara says, and maybe that's why they came. Hashem orchestrated the events that Ashur would become, because maybe that would be Gog u'Magog, and then Chizkiyo would be Mashiach, and that would be the beginning of the Messianic era. That did not happen, but maybe that was part of why this took place. So the parak starts off, Achrei hadvarim v'ha'emes ha'ele, after these events, Basan Cherev Melech Ashur, v'yavo b'Yehuda, v'yichan al harim ha'besuros, he goes and he encamps on all the fortified cities, v'yomer levik'am elav, and he goes and he wants to crack them. V'yar l'chizkiyo ki basan Cherev, Chizkiyo sees that the Cherev is coming, u'panav la'melchama al Yerushalayim, and he's coming towards Yerushalayim. What did he do? So, in Malachim, you have a whole story that he tried to send him tribute, and he sent him gold and silver, and he even cut off the gold. Right, question, again, Chazal talk about a number of actions that they were happy that Chizkiyo did, and a number that they weren't. Remember, we mentioned that he was Gibur Atzmos Aviv, of Achaz. They were happy about that, but not everything. So there in the Perek Yudches, in Malachim, that's where he talks about that he cut off some of the doors in order to send some of the tribute to be able to try to stave off some of the attack. Again, it did not work. Eventually, they took the money and they still attacked. But here it doesn't say that. It just says that he took advice by Yevois Pasagimel Im Saravi Gibrov Lis Thomas Meya Ayanos Hashemichutz La'ir. They didn't want them to get water, so they just closed all the water sources. Vayazru Vayikavsu Amra Vayistimu Es Kol Ayanos. They closed it all up. Lamer, Lami Yavol Malchi Asher, Motsumayim Rabim. Ash, King Asher is going to come. They're going to find plenty of water. No, they won't. Maybe this will help us. Vayit Chazak, Vayit Chazek, Vayivin is called Achoma Prutza. They built up the walls around Yerushalayim. They did their Ishtadlus. They did Ishtadlus besides the Tefillah. Vayala HaMigdalos, Vayachuz Achoma Cheres, Vayachazek Esmolo, all the fortifications. Vayitin Sarim Elchamos Alaam. And he got the army ready. Vayikmut Semilav Al Rechov Sha'ar Ha'ir. Vayidaber Al Vavam Leimar. Chiz what he says to them. Chizku v'yimsu, be strong, Chizkiyo says. Al tiru v'al techasu, v'bnei melech asher, don't be scared. V'lefnei kala amon asher imo. Ki imanu, two beautiful psukim, pasuk zayin. Ki imanu rav me imo. Our nation is greater, has more. They're looking at hundreds of thousands of soldiers, maybe even millions of soldiers, as is described. Imanu rav me imo. What we have is greater than what they have. And the pasuk continues. Imo, Zroa Basar. The Imanu, Hashem Elokeinu La'azreinu. What does they have? Physical. They have Elav Arecha Ve'elav Asusim. Imanu, Zroa Basar. The Imanu, Hashem Elokeinu La'azreinu. Ulehi Lachem Elchamoseinu. Vayisamchu Ha'am al Divri Chizkiyahu Yechid Ve'achidu. They gave him Chizuk, and they trusted him. And they trusted him. Achar Zeh, and then what happens? Shalach Sancheriv Melech Asher Avad of Yerushalayim. Sancheriv sends his servants. For who Alachish? He's busy in Lachish, defeating Lachish, V'chol Memshal Toimo, and his Memshal, his government is there, but he sends his servants, Al-Chizkiyo, Bel-Yehuda, V'al-Kol Yehuda, Shabishalayim Le'imar, he sends them, and they say the most terrible blasphemy. The way that Chizkiyo got ready, Chazal pointed out, is the same way that Yaakov Avinu got ready to Medesav. Doron, Tfila, and Mochama. He got ready for war. He sent him a Doron, which is recorded in Malachim, and davened. And he davened, as we will see. So anyway, so Shalach, but either way, the blasphemer, the Ravshaka, in the name of Sancheriv, comes. Ko amar Sancheriv Melech Ashur. Amatem botchem v'yoshem v'matzav Yerushalayim. Why are you sitting there in the walled city of Yerushalayim? Hal yichizkiyo meisis eschem. Chizkiyo is convincing you and seducing you. Laseis eschem l'musbarav, to sit there in famine and thirst. Ubitzam aleimar. Hashem alakini atzileinu. Mikat melech asher. And he's saying, oh, Hashem our God is going to save us. It's a joke, says Rav Shaka, in the name of Sancheriv. Halohu, look at the arrogance here. Sancheriv reminds us of Nebuchadnezzar, reminds us of Paro, all of them. Halohu yichizkiyo heisiris bamos haviz v'chosav. This is the chizkiyo that removed all of the bamos. Vayom alhidu l'shalem aleimar. And he told everyone, the famous veach, echad tishtachavu, v'alav tatiru. Right, he said to come, bring all the Kamanas here. Maybe he's trying to consolidate his power. Maybe he's just nervous for you to be out there serving others. Halotedu me'asisi anavosai l'chala me'aratzos. Says Rav Shaka, again in the name of Sancheriv, look what I've done. I've conquered all these lands. I'm on the way to conquer the next one. Hayachol yachlu elohei goyei ha'aratzos latzilas ha'asam yadi. Right, or maybe this is okay. Could your God save? Nobody's saving me from my hand. All the gods of the nations that I've already conquered. Could your God? Don't listen to him. Nobody is going to save. This is the ultimate, one of the most major speeches of giduf, of blasphemy, that we have in all of Tanakh. And Megadif, even in Halacha, has different rules. Right? The Gemara says in Nedarim that there's a principle called Toch Kedei Dibur, right? That one can be Choserbo, one is allowed to retract their statement if it's within a few seconds. So if somebody says Hakel HaKadosh instead of Amel HaKadosh, somebody makes a mistake and forgets to say something, or even in Kinyanim, you could go back, Tok De Dibur, with four exceptions. The Gemara says, Nedarim Pei Zayin, Hilchasa, Tok De Dibur, Kedibur, Dami, you could go back, Chutz, Mimagadef, V'oved Avodas Kochavim, U'mekadish U'megarish, Kiddush and Gershin, Marriage, Divorce, Oved Avodas Zara, and Cursing God. Those four, you cannot retract. You can't say, I curse Hashem, just joking. Can't say that. That's Chas V'Shalom, but can't. Why? Why these four different? Says the Ran, because these four contexts are very, very serious. And people take them seriously. And if they say it, they mean it. V'nira, Be'enai, says the Ran, de b'shar mili de lo chamiri kulehai, by other things which aren't so chamer. K'sh'adam osa usam lo b'gemar daitu osa. When a person does that, he's not fully focused. Ela daitu she'ochal achzer bo tok de'dibur. He thinks to himself that he can be chozer bo. Aval ha'ani kivin de chamiri kulehai, but these four, because they're so stringent and chamer, ein adam osa usam ela baskama gemura. A person only does them with pure, complete focus. That's why Chazara, retraction cannot even become Toch Kidei Dibur, cannot even retract. Wow. So what's that saying? Put that Ran with our Perek, right? The Sancherev and Rav Shaka really mean it. It's real Giduf, real arrogance. The O Dibur of Adav Hashem Elokim. Not only did they talk about defeating, they talked against Hashem, Al Chizkiyo Avdo, Usvarim Kasav Lacharif Hashem Al Kei Yisrael, Vilemer Alav Lemar Kelohei Goye Aratzut. He's just like all other gods. Kenel Yatzel Alohei Chizkiyo Amomi Adi. The God of Chizkiyo is not going to save. Vayikru B'kol Gado Yehudis, and they called it Hebrew. They wanted everybody to understand the Giduf. Al Am Yerushalayim Asher Alachoma. They were on the walls. Li Yaram Ulevahalam. Laman Yilkdo Asir, we're coming in, nobody's going to stop us. Vayidabru, Elohei Yushalayim, Ka'al Elohei Amei Aretz. They spoke about Hashem, just like all other gods, Ma'aseh Yidei Adam. So what happens? What are you supposed to do? So Chizki already did all he could with fortification, and he tried to send the tribute. Next, Pasachaf, Ayis Palel. Yechizkiyo Amelach, V'yishayo Ben Amot Sanavi. Alzos, Vayiz Aku HaShamayim. They cried and cried. Right, tefillah. The Sefer HaYikarim quotes this pasuk in Ma'amar Dalid, Perek Chaf, where he says, even though every mitzvah has schar to it, but tefillah is different. And we know that, because tefillah is all about trying to achieve an answer. It's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he says, Afal pisha tefillah mitzvah mi mitzvah satorah, even though tefillah is a mitzvah like all other mitzvahs, Kmo Sha'amar Rabbeinu, in the Sifri, la'avdo b'chol avavchem zu tefillah. V'yamru gam kein, havizar b'mitzvah kalika v'chamura, shenati yodea matan scharen shal mitzvahs. Even though tefillah is a mitzvah like all other mitzvahs, and we're not supposed to analyze the schar for mitzvahs, lo mipnei ze nomar, shiyehe matan scharen shal mitzvah shaveh. It's not perfectly true. V'shlotei achas mehen gedulas ha'erech v'gdolas ha'schar yosa me'acheres. And not to say that one is not, quote-unquote, more important, and the schar is greater than others. It's like somebody says about certain types of medicines, be careful with this medicine which is cheap and other medicines which are not cheap. All these medicines help you out. Yeah, but certain medicines are for major issues, and they accomplish so much. Right, everything helps, but there's still. Something, different thing, and all the mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs too. Valkein Ani Omer says the Sefer Ikarim, she mitzvahs hatfila, mitzad atzma, yesh lo yitron gadol al kol achas mehen. Vizeh, she kol mitzvah mitzad atzma titein schar miyuchad. Every mitzvah gets a special schar. Shiloh hakan, staka. Tfila is a kolel. Haskula hamiyuchedes asher la mitzad atzma hu inyin kolel. She toil l'chal advarim. Tfila works for nimsa osa shetoil l'rapos acholim. Right? It comes for choli. And he quotes, like Chizkiyo HaMelech daven to get better. V'toa lahatzil mimaves. Right, it helps to heal the sick. He helps to save from death. Shek shechad yishol be'egel. Ne'emar l'Moshe. Herav yimeni mashmidei mashu wants to destroy us. V'nitzolu b'tfilas Moshe. V'chein Yona nitzol b'tfilas me'adaga. Yona was saved from death in the fish. V'toa lifko dakaros. And it helps to be able to have children. Vayeter Yisrach, Vayeter Lo Hashem, V'chein Nivka Dachana B'Tfilasa, V'Toel L'Ra'av for famine, V'Yirav B'Meidav V'Shal Hashanah, V'Yivakish Hashem, V'Toel L'Amilchama for war. Where's that? Our Pasuk. Amar Akasa B'Melchem Esancherev, V'Yispalel Yechizkiyo HaMelech Yishar Ben Amot HaNavi, Alzos, V'Yizaku HaShemayim. V'Yishlach Hashem Malach, so it helps for Chole, Misa, Akrus, Ra'av, Melchama. These five, and that is the pasuk that is quoted there. So Chizkiyahu and Yeshayahu Davin, and what does Hashem do? Hashem sends a malach. Vayishlach Hashem Malach Vayached Kol Gibar Chayil V'Nogid V'Sar B'Machne Melech Ashur. No number given, but we know from elsewhere, Malachim, 185,000 soldiers did not wake up in the morning. A plague went through, Hashem Yad Hashem. Some say these were all the officers of 2,000 soldiers under them. So there were millions, even more, of soldiers of Asher, but the heads or all of them died. Vayasha Moshe's Panim La'artzu, and the ones that survived, go back. Not too many survived. And who survived? A different day, as we look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on Daf Tzadi Dala. That's where all these, discussions are of Chizkiyo and Sancherev, but Tzadi Hei Manal, it talks about who survived. Who survived? Which of them survived? In order to be able to go and witness and to feel, and Sancherev went survived in order to go back to be able to be killed by his own sons. But it says there, so again, he went and they went back to Moshe's Panim. V'yavosh Moshe's Panim, La'artzov, Yovo Beis Elohav. He, Sancherev, after everything that he saw, he goes back to his house of idolatry. U'mi'etzie me'av, shami bilu b'charev. And from his own kids, they will mapil him. Why the Radak quotes in Malachim that they heard that Sancherev was trying to search, what kind of schus do the Jews have? What do I have to do to get such a schus? And he heard about Akedas Yitzchak. So, okay, I'll be makriv my son. And they heard about that, and they, you know, preempted him, and they killed him instead of the Akeda. Interesting, the Rinatz Yitzchak has a big discussion here of, it says, Hashem sent a malach. So the Gemara says that because those who curse themselves will be punished themselves. Those who curse al yidei shliach will be punished al yidei shliach. So that's what the Gemara says. Paro shachirif ba'atzmo nifrak adish baruch emena ba'atzmo. Paro, that blasphemed himself, he was punished himself. Sancherev shachirif adish shliach nifrak adish baruch emena adish shliach. Sancherev who did adish shliach is punished by a shliach. Right, Paro, it says, Mi Hashem Hashem Bakolo, so, Vayinar Hashem, it's Mitzrayim, Betochayam, Sancherev, Biad, right, it's through the Rav Shaka, Never Gosh Baruch Menu, Adi Shliach, Tosiva, Yetzi, Malach Hashem, Malach Hashem. So he has a big discussion here in the Rinas Yitzchak of Shliach, does this prove that there's Shlichus La'akum? Oh, maybe there's a Shlichus La'akum for Goy and Goy, but what if Rav Shaka is a Yisrael Mumar? So does that prove that Yisrael Mumar has the din of a Goy regarding Shlichus? But either way, what about in Shlichus V'Avera? Unless you say that maybe this proves like the Sma. The Sma Svara for Ein Shlichus V'Avera is that you don't think he's going to do it. But if you think he's going to do it, then you say Ein Shlichus V'Avera. And here we knew he was going to do it. Or maybe Ein Shlichus V'Avera only but Adam, but Dine Shemayim there is. So anyway, a big lumdish discussion there about the Shlichus. So what happened? So that all of them were killed, and he goes back, and he himself is killed. Vayosh Hashem es Chizkiyo v'Yoshvi Yisholayim Yatzad Cheben L'Chashur U'miyarkol. They were saved from everyone. Vayinah Alei Misaviv. V'Rabim Mevi'im, and everybody in the world heard about it. And they brought Mincha L'Hashem L'Yushalayim. They brought a present U'migdanos L'Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda. And they were raised up. Then we have the last section. Chizkiyo was going to die. This is the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud, where Chizkiyo was on his deathbed. And the Gemara talks about how Chizkiyo said, well, I'm the king. Yeshayo should come and visit me. And Yeshayo says, well, I'm the Navi. He should come to me. And it ended up, who's going to go to who? And Chizkiyo got sick, and Yeshayo came to visit him. The Gemara says, why did Chizkiyo get an illness that he was about to die for? Because he didn't have any children. You have any children? Why? Because he saw his son is going to be Menashe. Terrible, terrible. Over to a Zara murderer. He murdered his own grandfather, as we will, Beth Hashem, learn about. So the Gemara discusses there that finally Chizkiyo, Yeshayo says to Chizkiyo, well, you have to have kids. I can't have kids. See, I'm going to have a Menashe. That's not your business. Badi kafshir rachman alamalach. You have to do my de'if kedisi boy the chalamevit. Well, your mitzvah too, you have to do. So Yeshayo says to Chizkiyo. So Chizkiyo says to Yeshayo, okay, maybe if I marry your daughter, so then at least maybe the schus will override. What does Yeshayo say? Kfar nigzra gzera. The gzera is already decreed. What does Chizkiyo say? Ben amotz kalin vuas chavitzei. Don't say that, don't ever say that. Because I have a mesorah from my family. Afilu cherev chadim unachas al-savar shal adam, ayimon atzmo menarachamim. Even if you have the sword on your neck, don't stop davening. And that's what happened. And he davened and he got 15 years more added to his life. So it also has an afkamina. When did this whole thing take place? You look in the Mitzvot David here. He says that Chizkiyo got sick 3 days before The miracle of Asher just happened before. So even in this whole event, he was sick in the middle. But either way, Hashem even gave him a moface. The Gemara talks about how the sun stopped, and in that way, they were able to, that was a sign that he would get better, that was a sign that he would win the war, right? Different messages. But again, if you look in Malachim, they talk about the sign that it was even heard about by other leaders. If you look in Parachaf there, again, a story that's not fully developed again here, but it's developed there. It says, Baisahi Barodach Baladan ben Baladan, the king of Bavel, sent messengers to Chizkiah. Kishama Kichala Chizkiah. He heard Chizkiah was sick. Not just that he was sick, he heard that he got better. He woke up and he realized the sun went back 8 hours. He's like, what happened? And they say, because Chizkiah got better. They're like, I have to see what's going on with this king. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadi Vav, and that's what Rashi quotes there in Malachim. That's what he heard about. Yom Shemes Achaz Niskatzer Hayom Umir Hatzel Leirid Eser Maalot Kedesh Shlo Yehesped Vaosan Os Eser Shows Chazra Achshav LeChizkiyo. Those 10 hours came back to Chizkiyo. But either way, he heard about it, and he comes. Chizkiyo took a little credit for himself. The Gemara says he had Gaiva, but then he had Anava. Either way, for the most part, Chizkiyo was a tzaddik, and he had tremendous success. Physically, he had food and animals, and at the end of the parak, it says, V'yesodiv Chizkiyo v'chasadav, everything else you can look in, b'chazon Yeshayo ben Amos Hanavi, and say for Yeshayo, and say for Malachim, you can learn more about Chizkiyo. V'yishkav Yechizkiyo mavosav, Chizkiyo dies, v'yikbru b'ma'ale, Kivrei Beis David, the Gemara in the end of the first parak of Bava Kama, he was buried all the way near David and Shlomo, because of his righteousness. B'ma'ale Kivrei Beis B'nei David. V'kavod osa lo b'moso, they did a great kavod. The Gemara also says, maybe they built a yeshiva there, they learned by his kever, v'yimloch Menashe b'no tachtav, and Menashe takes over. We will see Menashe's evil kingdom coming up.